Section C, News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Question 6 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news.
Clinton reiterated interview comments by President Obama that his administration is ready for direct dialogue with Iran, but she suggested that it might be up to Tehran to make the first move. In an informal talk on Tuesday with reporters at the State Department, Clinton said the Obama team is engaged in a broad review of Bush administration policy toward Iran, which limited U.S. contacts with that country to multilateral talks. She made clear that Iran itself could influence the review's outcome. There is a clear opportunity for the Iranians, as the president expresses in his Al Arabiya interview, to demonstrate some willingness to engage meaningfully with the international community. Whether or not that hand becomes less clenched is really up to them, she said. Clinton said the P5 plus one, the five permanent UN Security Council member countries plus Germany, will reconvene next week for the first time since President Obama took office to assess nuclear negotiations with Iran. The P5 plus one, which is expected to meet next week at the political director level in Germany, is one diplomatic vehicle from the Bush administration that will remain active in the Obama administration. Questions 7 and 8 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the two questions. Now, listen to the news.
Ecotourism is a fast-growing trend in the world, and the discovery could be a welcome boost to East Timor's economy. Whale-watching tours, in which tourists are taken in boats to see the endangered animals, have been lucrative for many island nations. East Timor needs all the financial help it can get. Along with its oil and gas reserves, tourism could breathe life into the economy. It has been difficult for East Timor since independence from Indonesia in 2002. It suffers from ethnic and regional divisions, and youth unemployment is above 60%. A rebellion by disaffected soldiers in 2006 triggered fighting that killed 37 people and forced 150,000 from their homes. It forced the emergency intervention of peacekeepers from Australia, Portugal, Malaysia, and New Zealand. In February, the president, José Ramos Horta, was shot and wounded in an assassination attempt. Prime Minister Zenana Gusmão also came under fire, but escaped unhurt. Questions 9 and 10 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the two questions. Now listen to the news.
On November 12, the exchange rate between the Japanese yen and the U.S. dollar stood at 120.40 to 1. But on December 21, this figure dropped to a 3-year low of 129 to 1. Within that 1 month, the yen devaluated by a whopping 7.1%. Most Japanese political and economic officials favor devaluation of the yen, and some even said it's possible the yen will slip to 130 or 140 against the dollar. Superficial devaluation of the yen would bring only a glimmer of hope to the Japanese economy, which has been stuck in the doldrums for years. The root cause of stagnation is Japan's irrational economic structure. For example, its financial institutions have too many bad loans. Enterprises lack vitality due to their payment distribution system based on seniority rather than competence and lifelong employment tradition. The only way for Japan to revitalize its economy is to issue drastic institutional reforms.
This is the end of listening comprehension. Please proceed to the next part.